Agnes Grey by Anne Bronte. Narrated by Anne Flosnick. This unabridged audiobook was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. The Parsonage. All true histories contain instruction, though in some the treasure may be hard to find, and when found so trivial in quantity that the dry, shriveled kernel scarcely compensates for the trouble of cracking the nut. Whether this be the case with my history or not, I am hardly competent to judge. I sometimes think it might prove useful to some and entertaining to others. But the world may judge for itself. Shielded by my own obscurity, and by the lapse of years and a few fictitious names, I do not fear to venture, and will candidly lay before the public what I would not disclose to the most intimate friend. My father was a clergyman of the north of England, who was deservedly respected by all who knew him, and in his younger days lived pretty comfortably on the joint income of a small incumbency and a snug little property of his own. My mother, who married him against the wishes of her friends, was a squire's daughter and a woman of spirit. In vain it was represented to her that if she became the poor parson's wife, she must relinquish her carriage and her lady's maid, and all the luxuries and elegancies of affluence, which to her were little less than the necessaries of life. A carriage and a lady's maid were great conveniences. But, thank heaven, she had feet to carry her, and hands to minister to her own necessities. An elegant house and spacious grounds were not to be despised, but she would rather live in a cottage with Richard Grey than in a palace with any other man in the world. Finding arguments of no avail, her father at length told the lovers they might marry if they pleased, but in so doing his daughter would forfeit every fraction of her fortune. He expected this would cool the ardour of both, but he was mistaken. My father knew too well my mother's superior worth not to be sensible that she was a valuable fortune in herself, and if she would but consent to embellish his humble hearth, he should be happy to take her on any terms, while she, on her part, would rather labour with her own hands than be divided from the man she loved, whose happiness it would be her joy to make, and who was already one with her in heart and soul. So her fortune went to swell the purse of a wiser sister who had married a rich nabob, and she, to the wonder and compassionate regret of all...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?